At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scalpers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and here we are again, friends. We are back at it, doing the things that we do, and the process of doing just that, friends. We're going to continuously go forward and rock this show the best way that we can. We are broadcasting live from the Paxton area of Nebraska, actually. And in the process of doing that, friends, it has just been a ride. It's been a 10-hour drive from yesterday. We were actually out in Minnesota, and then we got up and we drove out to Nebraska. Again, a 10-hour trip. And in the process of doing just that, friends, here are we now. And, you know, speaking of which, we're going to actually be out in Cortez tomorrow. We'll be leaving tomorrow morning. We'll be in Cortez as well. And in the process of doing that, we'll be at the Baymont Inn, Cortez, Colorado. This will be on Saturday. We're going to be there tomorrow, but we will be doing a presentation and an event on July 27th from 6 to 9 p.m. So you go to the schedule, friends. As you go over there, you're going to find out exactly where it is that we're going to be and what it is that we're doing, so on and so forth. I also want to let you know with that we have more events coming up. We're planning more events in the process. And again, friends, do forgive me concerning what we have been dealing with concerning about being on the road here. We got technical issues because we're updating stuff. And what happens is it seems to jump on us right during the broadcast. And it's also interesting to know as well, even before the show today, friends, we were running through all of the technicalities of the show, and then everything was fine. And then once we got on the show, we started getting feedback again. So if you ever want to understand spiritual warfare, friends, I'm telling you, we're here. We're in it in so many different ways. We are in this good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:2, and we're going to continue to stay in this good fight of faith. But besides that, friends, if you want to know who we are and what it is that we do, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of that page, SOL Radio Live, and subscribe. And subscribe, again, the top left side of the page. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com. beforeitsnews.com as well. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. Also wanted to let you know, friends, again, we've got much up and coming. We're talking about two more events out in one in Indiana, another one in the state of Minnesota. So as those things transpire, we'll keep you posted. We're also going to be doing the Minnesota State Fair. That will be for 12 days in a row, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. If you'd like to be a part of that, please let us know. We could always use the help. We have an opportunity of reaching over 3 million people. I said 3 million people. And in saying that, friends, that is an opportunity. When King David said in Psalm 2, verse 8, ask of me, for the heathen is thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth is thine. He meant just that. I mean, Jesus said not to pray that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. He said, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send in laborers to harvest the fields. And that's exactly what we're doing here, because we understand that we only have one opportunity in doing so. So we're making the most of our time. So anyways, with all that, I wanted to let you know, just the other day I was up on the road there, and I was just cleaning out one of our vehicles, and in the process of doing that, I remember looking up, and as I was looking up, I noticed a young man with a pit bull in the back of his car. And as I looked at him, I just thought to myself, well, I'm going to reach him as soon as I get done vacuuming the car. It's interesting how your mind always plays games to try to kick the can down the road when the Lord commands you to do these things. In other words, John 15:13 comes to my aid. Greater love is no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his brothers. Well, in the process of doing just that, friends, I looked over and I thought, I better go over there and get him and love on him a little bit. And so what I did is I pink and blued him. We have tracts with the Ten Commandments that lead men to Christ, Galatians 3:24, where it tells us, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. Well, that's exactly what I did. I walked over there. Now, I want you to see this picture here, friends. He was a black kid, probably 6 feet tall. I'm 6'5". He has dreadlocks all the way going down his shoulders, and he has a pit bull. By the way, the pit bull is probably the most beautiful dog I've ever seen. It was pure black, and it had blue, these piercingly blue eyes. And as I looked at him, I just thought, this is cool. So what I did is I walked over and I started talking to him and I said, what kind of a dog is that? And I said, I've never seen a dog like that. He looks picturesque. And he told me he was a boxer pit bull. And I said, but I've never seen a dog with eyes that piercing before. And all of a sudden he looked at me, and as I walked up closer to him, most people are intimidated by these young people. I'm a magnet to these young people because I see the opportunity. Here's the picture. I walk over to him as I'm talking to him. He realizes who I am. This black kid grabs me, gives me a huge hug in the middle of a car wash, and he said, I remember you. He said, I remember you. He said, you did this to me before. I tracked him before. I was bearing witness to this young man for the second time, and I did it happily. Folks, what I'm trying to say to you is this is the commandment, that we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we live unto him who truly died for us, is it difficult for us to reach out to these young people and let them know that we love them the way that Christ loved us? I mean, the Bible says that he first loved us, right? And if he first loved us, we respond to that love that was given to us. And the way that we do that is we yield ourselves over to the Christ and the leading of the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14, to reach out to the young people, our posterity, the way that our forefathers did so. So in saying all that, friends, it's been a pretty special time. We're witnessing to people everywhere we go. And I also want to let you know, I got a little surprise for you. I was going to share this with you yesterday. We went and spent some time with the only family that I ever knew, and it just happened to be the cast of Little House in the Prairie. And I'm going to show you a whole bunch of pictures up and coming here concerning that topic. concerning the pictures that we took. I want to convey them and show
Hello,
them to
I'm
you
Eric
on social
Hollander,
media platforms as well.
I'm graphic designer and documentarian.
What we're going to do is
Bradley
we're going to take
Dean
a quick
the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ,
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com,
young people,
Sons
and veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's
again, we're
radio
take
show,
real
The Sons of Liberty,
break,
addresses
we'll
the heroic
right
values
just
our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
You want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience.
And what is the
there
result,
are people
Mike?
In power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just wanted to tell you again, we are broadcasting live from Nebraska. We're outside of Paxton, Nebraska right now. Tomorrow morning, we're going to get up and we're going to drive 8 more hours. And we're going to be in Cortez, Colorado on Saturday at the Baymont Inn. And in the process of doing so, we'll be there from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock that evening. So if you're in that area, please come out and check us out. We totally appreciate that. Folks, I want to get to the main topic here in just a moment. And the way I'm going to do that is I'm going to cut to the chase. We're going to be talking about the only family that I knew. Last Friday, I actually had met the cast from Little House on the Prairie. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'm going to share some pictures with you in just a couple minutes as well. And before we get to that, I kind of want to highlight some of the things that many people somehow or another have forgotten. Do you guys remember when I was playing this video of this woman out in the RNC, and she was basically taking out a prayer? Do you guys remember this? This is from last week. I highlighted the fact that they were giving a benediction, and this woman, Harmeet Dillon, she gave the benediction. This is at the RNC. And again, you need to understand carefully, friends, this is what's happening to the RNC. And again, it's unconstitutional, just like the Democratic National Convention is unconstitutional. Again, we're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. But I think people need to understand that when I'm saying that the conservatives of today are yesterday's liberals, I want you to see what they're inviting in on their platforms. they're allowing foreigners to give prayers. And in the process, some will say, well, Bradley, everybody's got a right. It's freedom of religion. Wait a second. Number one, what is your definition of freedom of religion? That's what you need to ask yourself. Freedom of religion falls under the umbrella of the Christian faith. Okay? The Baptists, the Lutherans, the Catholics, the Presbyterians, the Wesleyans, the list goes on. Under the umbrella of the Christian faith, freedom to, yes, indeed, serve the God that you so choose in Jesus Christ. That was the idea that was laid out when our forefathers established the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Now we think that people can come from the Middle East and attempt to establish their own government as they attempt to conquer America, because after all, there's freedom of religion. No, you don't understand freedom of religion, friends. That's not the understanding as to how the forefathers established it. All these people coming in from other countries, yes, they're afforded asylum, but they must assimilate to the ways in which we are in submitting to the God that bestowed the blessings upon us that we now enjoy. Read Psalm 33, verse 12. So when we see, going back to the point that I want to make, when we see these Republicans, as they call themselves, or the Democrats, as they call themselves, opening up and having foreigners bring in their foreign gods into America and then saying that he's the only way, I think people need to understand Judges 5:8, because it's just a matter of time before there's going to be war within the gates. Now, I know some people, again, they don't understand the severity of what's going on. Let me say it this way. Thank you, Lord. You ever see those little stickers on the back of a car and it says coexist? It says have peace, you know, let's live in peace. Well, you can't coexist with people that are at war with who you are. And that's what they want you to believe, is that, listen, all these religions, they're all peaceful. They're nonviolent. You know, they have a right to go ahead and do whatever they want to do. Well, how's that working out for you, America? I mean, since September 11th, there is now more than 3,000 mosques in America. And for those that don't understand, concerning those coming in from the Middle East that call Allah God, concerning Islam, you do need to understand that mosques are basically camps or military barracks in other countries. Now, what's happening in America is we are reaping what we sowed, Galatians 6:7, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And what we have been brainwashed into believing and doing to other countries, and basically tearing them apart and destroying them, subverting them, destabilizing them. We all need to understand, folks, that we don't have the constitutional authority to do that. And when I'm talking about reaping and sowing, that's what I mean. That's why they're coming in and establishing mosques, is because they want vengeance upon the American people for what the American government and the American people have done to their countries. So again, don't think that this is not serious stuff to these people that are coming into this country and attempting to infiltrate us with another foreign god. Nope, because again, what's going to happen is there's going to be war within the gates. This stuff right here is the exact same things. This is the recipe for disaster. It's the same thing that King Solomon did when he allowed other people to bring in foreign gods into the temple. That was the downfall of King Solomon. And you better rest assured something right here, Americans, that when you allow foreign gods to begin to open up in benedictions and praying to false gods, we serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They do not. We're not going into their country. They're coming into our country. And in speaking of Islam, why don't you, just to prove my point here, why don't you try to go over there and convert them to Christianity, as they're trying to, by force through totalitarian means here, forcing you to serve Islam? Why don't you try that in their country, just so you can see how peaceful they are? That is if you live long enough to see the light of day. Well, it's because they kill Christians there. Okay? So what I am saying, friends, is that we need to be very watchful as to what comes in the gate. But for the RNC, the good guys, the ones that are sold to you as the good guys, that's all this stuff does, is add confusion. And you can rest assured, go ahead and mark my words, go ahead and write the date out. It's just a matter of time before there's going to be war within the gates if the American people don't get back to the God that bestowed the blessings upon us in the first place. What's worse is I just seen this. This will bother most people, I would think. Look at this. This is Christian Post, which, by the way, I strongly would advise you to be careful of. I definitely, without a shadow of a doubt in my mind, believe that they are a propaganda outlet posing as something that they are not, like so many other conservative Christian outlets in America today. But look what they went and posted. This is the ChristianPost.com. Beware. I want to say it again. Beware of ChristianPost.com. Isn't it interesting that they took this article and they highlighted this woman, Harmeet Dhillon, her prayer at the RNC. And isn't it interesting? They said, why is an evangelical? I have no problem with this. Do you see what they're doing, friends? They're watering down the word. They're watering down the warnings of the Lord that is bestowed upon us. They're watering down the fact when the Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Guess what, friends? He meant just that. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:10, Hebrews 9:27, Revelation 21, starting verse 8. Okay? There's only one name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ, period. Okay? Period. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Period. Again, so when you see people just, trying to give under false pretenses, foreigners coming in, giving them the platform, and then calling on the God of the country that they came from, which, by the way, in more cases than not, they come from war-torn nations. And the fact of the matter is, they have the audacity then to bring that God over into America? Wait, isn't that why you came to America in the first place? Is it because you wanted to be afforded asylum? Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's exactly what the people... So it's stuff that you just cannot make up, friends. It truly is. And we need to get back to the fact of the matter concerning what is going on here. I'm sorry, we had a little blunder there. I wanted to highlight this, too, because, I'm waiting for a commercial to come through right now, friends. But I wanted to say this. Another thing that people need to see before I get to the main topic here is just this. I don't know if anybody's aware of this, but here's this guy that they're selling to the American people as the new VP. Because he has a military outfit on, for some reason or another, people believe somehow or another that he's all American, he's all for us. No, he's not. J.D. Vance is a shareholder, and I want you to understand that he is one individual that is he's a Zionist, okay? Not only is he a Zionist, friends, but he's also married to a woman that serves Sikh, okay? And I'm talking about her temple. But he's also a Zionist. And if you haven't seen the picture that I'm ready to show you, I'm going to show it to you in just a moment here. I'm going to take here it is. Here it is for us. Go ahead and take a look at this during the break. Look at this. J.D. Vance is he's an investor. I'm going to have you look at this during the break. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man. And most of all, He is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, T-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
We are live broadcasting from Nebraska, the Paxton area, and I was trying to figure out what the issue was, and I feel really stupid right now. By the way, I got to say this to my friends out there, because this is my family that's online right now. Adam Hecla from Michigan just helped me solve this issue that we had with the computer, and I just wanted to tell you thank you very much, brother. Totally appreciate you, guy, because without you, we wouldn't be doing the show today. So Adam Hecla saved the show somehow or another today, and he did it with all of his might. So we just wanted to give him a shout-out real quick. Folks, we're going to be on Saturday in Cortez, Colorado, at the Baymont Inn. And we're going to be there from 6 to 9 p.m. We're looking forward to it. Again, Cortez, Colorado, and I'm looking forward to our extended family out in the West there. And as a matter of fact, we started to pray and ask the Lord for giving us different sections of the United States of America. And before we knew it, you know, now we're going into Colorado. So I want to go back to this really quick, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I wanted to show you this because most people haven't seen this, but this should come as no surprise. The father of the vaccine, Donald Trump, picked none other than J.D. Vance. And again, how do they want to sell him? As some military hero. when in fact what we found is he is one that is invested into the big pharma. He is a I'm going to show it to you. I just showed you that one. He is an investor into. I want you to read the headline here, so you can see it for yourself. So you can see what I'm seeing online. Again, I always want you to see what I see here, friends. It says Battelli investors, including J.D. Vance, launch gene therapy startup Amplify Bio. So the vice president that they're now selling you is all hook, line, and sinker when it comes into big pharma. And Americans, you should realize this, but it amazes me how simply people are led by the nose. And what am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about just what I'm highlighting right now. Folks, everybody's so sick and tired of the establishment until they offer up another guy. And they offer up this new guy and all of these worshipers concerning the two-party system, regardless of what side they're on. They just take them for face value. They just say, oh, we're going to get behind this guy because, you know, our favorite politician said he's great. Without even doing any diligence to know who he is or pull the curtain back on who he is. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but J.D. Vance, there's a picture of him over at the Jerusalem Wall, just like all the other politicians that are Zionists that are selling you out, America. And again, I want you to make distinction scripturally concerning what is going on. Here's that picture right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And what does it say? It's a picture of him at the Wailing Wall showing his allegiance, because that's exactly what it is. And I want you to see this. American hospitals are overwhelmed. It's time to take this seriously. As a start, let's fire thousands of nurses who refuse to get the vaccine. He said that will help. Now, again, did you hear that? Is that how they're selling him to you? Absolutely not. Americans, if you're tired of the establishment, quit playing into the hands of ill-designing men. Like I said, you're going to go around the mountain again, and things are not getting better. They're getting worse. This guy is just as good as the others that they have put up for you. I want to say this, too. You think about what's going on with this whorish woman, both in the spiritual and the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, concerning Kamala Harris. I know people are just laughing it off. Concerning who she is. And now the said conservatives of the day have someone now to pick on and make jokes about. But I'm here to tell you something right now. These people that are putting these puppeteers up that are sold out to special interest groups, the powers that are tolerated, they will do it again. They will put Kamala Harris in power if you don't begin to understand the game, the pawns that you are on their game board. I know most people think that it's a joke and it'll never happen, but they said the same thing about Joe Biden. And the fact of the matter is, friends, we all know that Joe Biden was put in by voter fraud. He was put in the place, and the Lord said he would do this in judgment. He would cast it into your teeth. He'd pull away your power, that you would have no power to stand against your enemies. And that is exactly Joe Biden, and that is exactly Donald Trump. And what they did is they gave you the option of two people, one the lesser of two evils, but the one that's lesser of two evils, he's the better guy because he's not as bad as the other guy. You've already lost the game. Read 2 Chronicles 19:2. You're not to give way to either one of them. You're to have no part with either one of them. Also, I want you to consider, again, there's over 1,000 different presidential contenders that are being completely ignored or censored by the big mainstream media, big tech, and the mainstream media as well. When are the American people going to stand up and say enough of this nonsense? Because nonsense it is on so many different levels. I just want, again, you to see the guy that they're putting up as the new vice president option, okay? What is he doing? The same thing Ron DeSantis did. What is he doing? The same thing Kristi Noem did. What is he doing? The same thing Donald Trump did. What is he doing? The same thing Greg Abbott did. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on. Okay? When does this stop? I want to tell you when it stops. when the American people say no more. But I want to say this, it's not going to stop until the people stand up, okay? Their cruelties are no doubt swelling our ranks, but the problem is there's too many people in this country that think that the good guy that they're selling to them is the good guy, when in fact he's not. He's a sellout. Just look at the first four years of his criminal administration. The guy's capitalizing off the American people. And it's like, how do you take a guy like this serious on so many different levels? Americans, I'm not here to tell you what you're supposed to do. I'm here to tell you what the Lord has commanded you to do. And if you refuse to listen to his commandments, you're going to get the just recompense. And what I'm tired of seeing is the American people, namely the innocents, that are actually reaping the just recompense. And in this case, I'm talking about the innocent who don't deserve any recompense at all in the sense of unrighteousness or judgment. And that's our job. That's why we're supposed to stand in the gap and actually deal with the bad guys so our kids don't have to. It was Thomas Paine that said, if there's going to be trouble, let it come in my time. You know what the older generations are doing today? They're saying, no, let it come in the time of our children. And there's something wrong with that mindset on so many different levels. One more time, this is J.D. Vance. This is the guy they're selling to you as the next VP, as a good guy. He's an investor into Big Pharma, which should come as no surprise to anybody. Or at least I hope it doesn't come as to any surprise to anybody. Because, I mean, how many times have you been played the dupes to ill-designing men? I guess I can't, you know, say anything outside of the fact that it gets to the point where you become an embarrassment because you don't listen, and a reproach to the nations. And the American people have become just that on so many different levels. Let me show you one more thing concerning J.D. Vance so you can understand who he is. Just like any other politician, they sell themselves as Christians. J.D. Vance shares his journey from atheist law student to practicing Christian. Okay, on cue. Let me ask you the question. Which said presidential candidate that has been offered to the American people, which one hasn't done this? And then once they get into office, what do? They really show you who they serve. And it isn't the Lord Jesus Christ in any sense of the word. Okay? The man is a Zionist. He's an investor into Big Pharma. He's no good for anybody's country. And neither is the guy that nominated him. I want to say it one more time, and then we are going to move on. I want you to go ahead and go to Ballotpedia. Matter of fact, I'll go over there right now. Ballotpedia, presidential contenders. And when you go over to Ballotpedia, I'm going to show this to you on social media platforms. When you go over there, it says presidential candidates 2024. So I'm going over there right now. Okay. The only ones that you're hearing from are the ones that they want you to hear from. That's what is bothersome about all of this. Okay. Now, these are the ones that you haven't heard a peep from. I'm scrolling down. All of these names are individuals running for the presidency of the United States of America. How come Donald Trump or Joe Biden isn't attacking any of them? Let me say that again. How come Joe Biden and or Donald Trump isn't, how come they're not attacking any of these other contenders? Hey, folks, because it's not their script. Okay, they're staying within their narrative. It's pro wrestling at its very worst. This is the list of registered 2024 presidential candidates that you haven't heard a word from, period. This is everything you need to see, everything you need to hear to understand that this whole system that's been put in place concerning the establishment, which first starts in the church, is all unconstitutional nonsense. It's pro wrestling at its very worst, friends. Okay? Look at all these names. Ballotpedia.org presidential candidates. Ballotpedia.org presidential candidates. Just ask yourself the question why you haven't heard a peep from any one of them, and that will give you the understanding that you need to show you exactly what I'm trying to convey to you even now. Now, folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a really quick break, and I am going to come back, and we are going to get to the main topic. I'm actually excited about sharing it with you, okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Since October 7th, Israel has been fighting for its very survival as they are being attacked by enemies from all sides. And with global anti-Semitism on the rise, now is the time to show Israel and the Jewish people that they are not alone. This summer, from July 28th through the 30th, join Christians United for Israel at our nation's capital for the 2024 Washington, D.C. Summit. Let your voice be heard on Capitol Hill and deliver a strong pro-Israel message to your elected officials and state representatives. Gather in solidarity in defense of Israel and the Jewish people. Hear from top American and Israeli leaders and experience a night to honor Israel that you will never forget. Space is limited, so register today by visiting cufi.org/summit or call 210-477-4714. With over 10 million members, Christians United for Israel is the largest pro-Israel voice in America. Add yours today.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of two decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live again from Paxton, Nebraska. We are going to be hitting the road again tomorrow for another 8 hours. We're going to be heading out towards that of Cortez, Colorado. So we are on the way out. We've already driven 10 hours. We stopped in the middle, and then we're going to drive 8 more hours. I guess it's right on the bottom of New Mexico. I did not know it was that far. But again, I hope this exhibits to the American people the severity and understanding that we are to redeem the time in seeking and saving that which is lost. That is the purpose that we're doing what we're doing today and every day that we have been alive over the last 25 years. And Lord willing, give us another 25 years to fulfill the Great Commission, March 16, 15. So anyways, that's why we're on the road right now. Wanted to let you know, last couple of days we've had technical issues. We've gotten them fixed up because of our friend in Michigan. So we appreciate that, Adam. And I just want to hit the highlight today, because this is what I wanted to get to yesterday, and I don't know why, but isn't it interesting how many people know of Little House on the Prairie? they know of Little House on the Prairie, and yet somehow or another, they act like they don't watch the show. And it's like, to me, it's like, everybody watches Little House on the Prairie. Now, let me just rewind just a little bit here. So when I was a kid, for those that don't know, and you're a new listener or viewer, I was raised up as a welfare kid. My mom was a workaholic, so this wasn't on my mom. It was on my dad. I didn't know him. So every day, you know, I want to say this. I don't think there was a day that I went to school where I didn't feel empty and I didn't feel lost. And what was interesting is even when I was going to school, I knew the things that were being taught to us or indoctrinated by the useful idiots known as teachers. I know it wasn't true. And it was interesting as well. A lot of that nonsense I never retained, and that's all done by the grace of God. But in saying that I would leave for school empty, I can even tell you this. I would go to bed at night and I'd feel empty. I'd wake up empty. And then I would go to school empty. Then I'd come back home and then I would get my cup filled to overflow. What am I talking about? Well, there was a television show called Little House on the Prairie. And for those that don't know how this all transpired, if you guys remember, now I'm not this old, but I do want to say, if you remember Michael Landon, whose real name is Eugene Horowitz, by the way, he had to change his name to make it more fitting for Hollywood. He was on Bonanza as Little Joe. And while he was on Bonanza as Little Joe, things started getting real messed up in his life. And I think to really kind of bring this into a shorter story, his daughter had some health issues, and what Michael did is he called unto the Lord, and he had said he made a deal with the Lord that whatever the Lord wanted him to do, he would do it. And hence what evolved from that point on, something called Little House on the Prairie. And so going back to the story that I was telling you when I was in school, I would come home, I would turn on Little House on the Prairie. And I can tell you with the whole heart that without a shadow of a doubt in my mind that the Lord used Michael Landon as a father to the fatherless in the millions across this country. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. People will say, Bradley, who is your dad? I'll look at him and I'll say, well, you might think this is funny, but I can tell you right now, it was Pa from Little House on the Prairie. There was always a lesson in it. There was always a moral story predicated or premised on the Word of God, and the Lord planted a lot of those seeds. Now, I'm not saying everything within every series of Little House on the Prairie was godly and upright, but I can tell you for the most part it was, and it was family-orientated. So that gave me an understanding of what family was to be about, what that structure looked like, and it's exactly right. So last week we were told that in Walnut Grove, Minnesota, the guys from Little House on the Prairie were going to be there. Now, I'm not a starstruck guy. That's just not me. I've never been a starstruck guy. But I'll tell you what, I am a heart guy. And in the process of saying that and giving you understanding, friends, you know, it didn't hurt anybody to go down there and spend a little time with the guys from Little House on the Prairie. I want to show you some pictures on social media platforms. This is us in Simi Valley, California, back in 2021, right before the created pandemic. And if you look at the whole setting here, you can see that this is the famous road between the two trees. The barn used to be here, and the house used to be to my left. This all wasn't there. It was all excavated out, and it was just all trails for the horses, the family, and the wagons as well. So this is back in 2021. Now, going fast forward, this last Friday, we had met with Almanzo, Dean Butler here. This is another picture of myself with Dean. And it was interesting because when we got there, again, I'm not a starstruck person, but what was interesting is I think he took that on right away. And not just him, but others, and I'll get to that in just a moment, they gave us extra time because they seen that we weren't treating them like they were any better than anybody else. I think they have all come to the realization that the Lord did use them, in educating, again, literally hundreds of millions, if not billions of people across the across the world. Their sitcoms, Little House on the Prairie, are still being played today. But going back to these actors, I think that they all came to the realization that they were there to serve the people. And if you look at the whole series of Little House on the Prairie, that's exactly what it was. It was a family conveyance to the American people to educate the people as to what a family's supposed to be. Now, this is also me and my wife right here sitting with Andrew. His name is Patrick Laberto, and he was in several of the series as well. And as a matter of fact, he said to me, he goes, what's your name? I said, Bradley Dean. And he said, I really like your ink. He started talking about all of his, a little tattoo he had of his wife's name up on his shoulder. And he asked me where I got mine, so on and so forth. Andrew really kind of came across to us as still that teenage kid, the little nerdy kid that he was on the show, but now in an adult body, obviously with much more experience and wisdom in life. But he was a super cool guy. And I bet we spent 5 or 10 minutes with him alone. And I think you're only supposed to have like a minute, 2 minutes with each person. But we sat and had a conversation with him about Hollywood, so on and so forth. This is myself with Allison Arngrim. You guys all know her as Nellie. I can't overemphasize how much of a sweetheart she was. Matter of fact, right before we got up to her, she really kind of seemed like she was exhausted because of all of the families that came to spend a day with the one that really the Lord used to educate them again as to what family is all about. And I'm just equating that to Proverbs 22, verse 6, and all the glory goes to God. So me and Nellie right here, obviously she was the little snotty brat. Sometimes deviant to the point of extreme. But there's Nellie and myself. And then here's my wife, Stephanie, and she's here with Miss Beetle, Charlotte Stewart. Stephanie had some time to spend with her. And what was really cool about Mrs. Beetle is on the way out, I had said to Miss Beetle, hey, Miss Beetle, I went over and I rubbed her back really quick. And I said, we're out of here, but I just wanted to say hello. Super cool lady, super sweetheart of a lady. She's gone through some really hard times as well, but we had some time to spend with her as well. This is baby Grace with my wife. This is Wendy Luly. She's a full-blown Christian, and I think a majority of them were. Some of them weren't, by the way. Mrs. Olson absolutely was not, and it's interesting that a majority of them were, but we believe that Grace is absolutely 100% a Christian. This is baby Grace right here with my wife. And then we also got a picture of Sydney Greenbush. We've seen her before, but this was obviously both these women have twin sisters. That was for the set. And in the process, what's really cool about this one is we had the opportunity to talk with her as well. And then I talked to Michael Landon Jr. for a moment. And I just want to say this, guys, for the time left in the show, every single one of them is exactly what you were perceiving, what you extracted from the show or from the series Little House on the Prairie. Every single one of them were sincere, they were courteous, and they were genuine. And I just got to say this at the end of the show today. I thank God for every one of them because without them, I don't even know that I'd be here. I thank God for Michael Landon because the Lord used him, the father of the fatherless, and millions across the world. Talk to you in 23. Love you, bye.